It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. Who do you think said that? Sounds a lot like my friend Pope Pius XI of happy memory in his 1925 encyclical Quas Primas that I quoted a lot on Sunday for the solemnity of Christ the King. But it wasn't Pope Pius XI. Here it is again. It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. Who do you think said it? It wasn't a pope. It wasn't a cardinal. It wasn't a bishop. It wasn't a priest. It wasn't a deacon. It wasn't a consecrated nun, a religious sister. It wasn't even a canonized saint. The answer will probably surprise you. It was a layman by the name of George Washington, the first president of the United States of America. For a little history, you know the Constitution was signed, you should know this date if you're going to pass my American history course, right? The 17th of September, 1787. The Constitution was signed in Philadelphia. And George Washington was elected president and became president on the 30th of April, 1789. And in that same year that he was unanimously elected president, 1789, both houses of Congress, the Senate and the House of Representatives, were begging the new president, and I quote, to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and singular favors of Almighty God. Exactly. Can you believe that those words were written by Congress of the United States of America? Public day of thanksgiving and prayer, not private, not in your own heart, not in your own homes, a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed. How? This is what the Congress wanted in 1789, begging the new president. How was it to be observed? By publicly acknowledge with grateful hearts the many and singular favors of Almighty God. That's the purpose of Thanksgiving Day in the United States of America, as outlined by Congress. The purpose of Thanksgiving Day is not turkeys and pies. It's not football and parades. It's not shop till you drop. It isn't even about family. The purpose, according to Congress, is to acknowledge publicly, with grateful hearts, the many and singular favors of Almighty God. It's clear that the focus of Thanksgiving is on Almighty God. It's on Him. As George Washington correctly and so beautifully said, it is the duty, it is the obligation of all nations to be grateful for the benefits of Almighty God. Wow. This was truly one nation under God. And so on October the 3rd, 1789, within the first 5 months as the new president of the United States of America, George Washington decreed Thursday, the 26th of November, as a day to be, and I quote again, as a day to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be. Our first Thanksgiving as a nation under the new Constitution was exactly 226 years ago today, on the 26th of November, 1789. In his Thanksgiving proclamation of 1789, George Washington said something else that should be noted. He said this, and also, that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions. That is stunning. Glorious. That's the president, the first president of the United States of America. That was a man of faith. He said not only is it Thanksgiving a day for thanksgiving to Almighty God for his many and singular favors, he also said that it is a day to ask for pardon. Makes me smile. The president can pardon a turkey, but he can't pardon our sins. Only Almighty God can pardon our transgressions and take away our sins. George Washington was a man of faith. He said that Thanksgiving Day should be a day to beseech. I love that word, beseech. It means to beg. A day to beg God to pardon our national transgressions. And they are many. But the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger, and rich in compassion. As we prepare to begin a year of mercy as a Catholic Church, may it also be a year of mercy for our nation. As we humbly acknowledge with grateful hearts the many favors of Almighty God, may we also today make reparation, and as the president wanted, to beg for his forgiveness. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. America, America, God mend thine every flaw. America, America, may God thy gold refine till all success be nobleness and every gain divine.